Thank you for calling Dial a Story. This is an abridged Puss in Boots by Charles Perrault. There was a miller who left no more estate to the three sons he had than his mill, his mule, and his cat. Neither the scrivener nor the attorney were sent for. They would have soon eaten up the poor patrimony. The eldest had the mill, the second the mule, and the youngest nothing but the cat. The poor young fellow was quite comfortless at having such a poor lot. My brothers, he said, may get their living handsomely enough by joining their stocks together, but for my part, when I've eaten up my cat and made a muff of his skin, I must die with hunger. The cat, who heard all this, said to him with a grave and serious air, "Do not thus afflict yourself, my good master. You have only to give me a bag and get a pair of boots made for me, that I might scamper through the dirt, and you shall see that you have not so bad a portion of me as you imagine." When the cat had what he asked for, he booted himself very gallantly, putting his bag about his neck, and went into a warren where there was a great abundance of rabbits. He put bran into the bag and pretended that he was dead, waited for some young rabbit, not yet acquainted with the deceits of the world, to come and rummage his bag for what he put into it. Scarce was he lain down, but he had what he wanted. A rash and foolish young rabbit jumped into his bag, and Puss, immediately drawing the clothes the strings, took and killed him without pity. Proud of his prey, he went with it to the palace and asked to speak with his majesty. He was showed up the stairs into the king's apartment, and making a low reverence, said to him, "I have brought you, sir, a rabbit of the warren, which my noble lord, the Marquis of Carabas," for that was the title which Puss was pleased to give his master, "has commanded me to present to your majesty from him." "Tell thy master," said the king, "that I thank him, and that he does me a great deal of pleasure." Another time he went and hid himself amongst the standing corn, holding still his bag open, and when a brace of partridges ran into it, he drew the strings, and so caught them both. He went and made a present of these to the king, as he had done before of the rabbit which he took from the warren. The king, like the manner, received the partridges with great pleasure, and ordered him some money. The cat continued for 2 or 3 months. One day, in particular, when he knew for certain the king was to take air alongside the river, with his daughter, the most beautiful princess in the world, he said to his master, "If you follow my advice, your fortune is made. You have nothing else to do but go and wash yourself in the river and leave the rest to me." The Marquis of Carabas did what the cat advised him to do, without knowing why or wherefore. While washing, the king passed by, and the cat began to cry out as loud as he could, "Help! Help! My lord Marquis of Carabas is drowning!" At this noise, the king put his head out of the coach window, and finding it the cat who so often brought him such good game, he commanded his guards to run immediately to the assistance of his lordship, the Marquis of Carabas. While they were drawing the poor Marquis out of the river, the cat came up to the coach and told the king, while his master was washing, they were beset by rogues, who went off with his clothes, having cried out, "Thieves, thieves," several times as loud as he could. This cunning cat had hidden the clothes under a great stone. The king immediately commanded the officers of his wardrobe to run and fetch one of the best suits for the Lord Marquis of Carabas. The king received him with great kindness, and as the fine clothes he had given him extremely set off his good mien. The king's daughter took a secret inclination to him, and the Marquis of Carabas had no sooner cast 2 or 3 respectful and somewhat tender glances, but she fell in love with him to distraction. The king would needs have him come into his coach and take part of the errand. The cat, quite overjoyed to see his project begin to succeed, marched on before, and meeting with some countrymen who were mowing a meadow, he said to them, "Good people, you who are mowing, if you do not tell the king that the meadow you mow belongs to my lord Marquis of Carabas, you shall be chopped as small as mincemeat." The king did not fail asking of the mowers to whom the meadow they were mowing belonged. "To my lord Marquis of Carabas," they answered together, for the cat's threats had made them terribly afraid. "Truly a fine estate," said the king to the Marquis of Carabas. That was an abridged version of Puss in Boots. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.